Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be very glad you joined me here today, because for a change, I have some good news. I have some news that's probably going to bring a smile to the faces of most of the people who listen to this show. I'm fully aware that there are people on the left who listen to this show to attempt to see what the right-wing talking points are going to be, because I'm so right-wing, right? I'm such a far right radical. In reality, I'm just a very middle of the road common sense person. But you're going to love this. You're going to love this. Donald Trump, according to the left, was caught red-handed on audio tape. And CNN, MSNBC, every news network in the world has been playing this tape. And lawyers have been chiming in from the left saying he's finished now. This is the smoking gun. This, beyond everything else, is proof positive that Donald Trump held secret documents that he knew were not declassified and was waving them around frivolously. In case you haven't heard it, basically the audio tape shows Trump lamenting that General Milley had said that Trump wanted to invade Iraq. And Trump was saying, it's not true. It was Milley who came to us with a plan. It was Milley who wanted to invade Iraq. We said no to it. And he was talking to a reporter, and he was saying, I have documents. You can hear papers rustling in his hand. And he's saying, look what they're doing to me. Look exactly what they're doing. I could show you those documents. I could show you those documents, and it would prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that what they're saying is totally not true. But I can't, because they're highly classified. I could have declassified them when I was the president, but I didn't. And now it's too late. Now the left has gone crazy, and some people on the right saying, you see, he has those documents right in his hand as he's speaking. He's waving them in front of the reporter saying, I'd love to show you this. But I didn't declassify it, and now it's too late. There's the proof positive that Donald Trump had classified documents he knew was not declassified and was frivolously waving them around at reporters, hinting at what was in them. Are you ready for the payoff? The videotape surfaces, not the audio tape, the videotape. And guess what Donald Trump has in his hand? New Yorker magazine, where the article is saying that Donald Trump wanted to invade Iraq. Not top secret documents, not classified documents. New Yorker magazine is in his hand, and he's saying, look at the article. Look what they're doing to me. Look what they're accusing me of. I have documents to prove this is fake, but I couldn't show them to you. He didn't have the documents on him. And now if you read the indictment, you will find out they removed that from the indictment. He is not being brought up on having anything to do with classified documents from Iraq. Amazing, right? Amazing. So let's see. All of the talking heads at MSNBC lied, rushed to judgment. All the talking heads on CNN lied, rushed to judgment. All the talking heads on CBS and ABC lied, rushed to judgment. And all the while, folks, what did Donald Trump tell you? Donald Trump said, that audio tape doesn't prove anything. I didn't have any documents in my hand. I had a magazine in my hand. And everyone said he's a liar. String him up to a lamppost like you did Mussolini. He was going to show top secret documents to a reporter. He's so reckless. He's so crazy. He's so out of control. He told the truth. You know who didn't tell the truth? Every single one of the news media who jumped and rushed to judgment, and probably some of them knew a video actually existed. And instead of saying, it appears as though, it sounds as though, he has documents in his hand. But we have no way of proving that without a video, so we will give him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, no, let's not give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's talk to the ladies of The View, whose combined IQ is not as high as the microphone I'm speaking into, who says, he's finished now. Yay. Oh, boy. We get to put our political rival in jail. Won't that be fun? There's something mentally wrong with you. And now you look exactly like what you are, and that are four idiots who rush to judgment. However, you will notice then when it comes to Hunter Biden, there's no rushing to judgment. Hunter Biden is on audio tape saying, my father is sitting right here beside me. And we, and let's emphasize the word we want to know why you didn't honor your agreement you made to us. Now, let's just say Joe's not sitting right there beside him. Let's just say Joe Biden is nowhere near Hunter Biden when Hunter Biden makes that threat. That's what the news media is saying. Oh, Hunter was on crack, and he was just throwing out ridiculous things to try to scare the guy. Okay. But let's do a deep dive. He used the word we. He said, we want to know why you did not honor the agreement you made us. Now, if I was the guy on the other end of that, and I only made an agreement with Hunter Biden, I would have said, well, who's we? I only made an agreement with you. Who's us? I didn't make any agreement with anybody else, but he didn't, did he? And when he said his father was sitting right there beside him, that guy knew what that meant, didn't he? So it's irrelevant whether Joe Biden was sitting there right then and there or not. The man clearly understood what Hunter Biden was saying and accepted it as, which means that he knew the deal included Joe. Oh, but the news media is not going to rush to judgment on that. Oh, no, no, no. You can't rush to judgment on this. So Hunter himself said his dad's involved in this scheme. So he said he was sitting right there beside him. So the guy on the other end didn't say, I didn't make a deal with Joe. I only made a deal with you. No, 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 no. That doesn't matter. You can't rush to judgment. But we can rush to judgment when it's Donald Trump. I've said this on the show probably 10,000 times, so I'm going to say it one more time. You need to understand that when someone is this adamant in their hatred and their attempt to stop someone from gaining political power, there's a reason. And the reason is not he's going to make a lousy president. Throw that out the window. We've had plenty of lousy Republican presidents. We've had plenty of lousy Democratic presidents. Nobody tried to stop them with this kind of furor. Nobody tried to rearrange the laws. Nobody tried to expand on the Espionage Act in order to try to trap a political candidate. No one's ever done that. No one has ever come after anyone with the furor that the left has come after Donald Trump. And you have to ask yourself, why would that be? Just because they don't think he'd be a good president? Come on. Come on. You know why they're going after him. Because he's got the goods on him. Because they're all a bunch of cheats and liars and phonies and frauds and embezzlers and money launderers. And the Bidens made a career out of it. We now have Hunter Biden on tape literally saying, nobody does what the chairman wants us to do better than the Bidens. Oh, really? Well, what is it that you do? What service do you provide? Explain. Is anybody asking Hunter Biden to explain that phrase? Is there one person, is there one reporter who's trying to find Hunter Biden right now saying, can you explain that, please? What is it exactly that you do that would garner $10 million? No, they are not. you know, who are. They're after Trump. Why would you have this document? Why did you say this? Why did you say that? It's like a witch hunt. Can no one see? Do we not have common sense anymore? I don't care if you hate Donald Trump and you don't want to vote for him. Can you not see that this is obviously a witch hunt? Can you not see this is obviously just made up pablum? Do you honestly think that the prosecutors who got a hold of this audio tape are so stupid that they didn't say to themselves, there's likely a videotape too? And we'd better get the videotape before we attempt to nail him on having this document in his hand. Because if a videotape surfaces later, we're going to look stupid. Computers are that stupid? I don't. Here's what I think. I think they were hoping to bury that videotape. I think they were hoping to call on a few favors and get that tape buried. Didn't happen. And now it shows something very clear. Donald Trump told you the truth. I thought he was the biggest liar in the universe. You know, bigger liar than Joe Biden when he says, I never talked to my son about any of his overseas dealings, when we have pictures of Joe Biden with his son's overseas business partners. When we have people saying, thank you for introducing me to your dad at the lunch and a chance to meet the vice president. When we have White House visits logged in time after time after time after time after time. But that's okay. That's fine. Donald Trump has to be lying when he said he's holding New Yorker magazine. How it's ridiculous. Oh, except it's the truth. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for MSNBC to come on and say, we erroneously reported this. It is not true. I'm waiting for CNN to come on and say, we erroneously reported that it is not true. It's not going to happen. Their case has just fallen apart. Their smoking gun. The one piece of evidence that every lawyer, even some Republican lawyer, said, oh, boy, Trump's in trouble now. Oy vey, what will he do? Didn't have the brains to say, wait a minute. Almost everything like this is videotaped as well. Do we have the videotape? Because let's just say Trump had said, no, I don't want this videotaped. That would have been suspicious, right? You could have used that as more evidence against him, saying these things are normally videotaped, and you'll notice Trump ordered them not to videotape it. I wonder why. Right? No, they knew it, folks. They just didn't think you'd ever find out. So they were just about to prosecute a man on something he clearly did not do and knew he did not do it. Communism. Marxism. That's what it is. Donald Trump has been proven right. And the left can't stand it because they know that the one thing that they thought they could cling to, the one thing they thought was positively going to put him in prison and prevent him from running for president, because, of course, the world was so horrible under Donald Trump for 4 years. You know, when everybody's taxes got lowered, when unemployment hit the lowest it ever was, when all of our enemies, the Taliban was wiped out, ISIS was wiped out, China was put in check, manufacturing jobs coming back to the United States of America, first-time house buyers were at an all-time high, you know, that horrible time. Gas was $1.90 a gallon, that horrible time. Can't have that anymore. It's a joke, folks. This whole prosecution is a joke. It's just imploded in their faces. And I'm happy to see it because no one deserves it more than these liars, these phonies, and these criminals that are attempting an insurrection at your country. You know, they keep saying, oh, January 6th insurrection. You've been pulling an insurrection for years. Years. The FBI attempted to overthrow a duly elected president with lies, with phony dossiers that they knew was phony, paid for by the opposition. They knew it. They held back Hunter Biden's laptop knowing it was real, knowing it was real, saying, oh, it looks like Russian collusion. Yeah, really? You knew it was real. You were investigating it. And you were stopped from investigating it. So now you have all of the information you need, folks, that this is all an entire witch hunt. And you can vote for whoever you want to, but as far as I'm concerned, Anyone who makes the machine this uncomfortable, anyone who makes this illegal cabal, this basically a cartel of crooked politicians, Gorm, that's who I'm voting for. Anyway, let me get on to something else because this is really bothering me, folks. I watched a young lady who has a left-wing show on the internet literally tell the person that was interviewing her that a book that was in a library accessible to children from the age of 8 to 12 called This Book Is Gay, it's perfectly acceptable to be in that library, and if you do not allow it to be in that library, then you are for censorship. She called the book an excellent book. She said it's a wonderful book. So, listen, I've said on the show a million times, I'll say it again, I have nothing against you if you're gay. I have nothing against you if you're lesbian. I have nothing against you if you're bisexual. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. I don't care what you do. There's no reason for me to care what you do. But when you try to string it together with pedophilia, and that's what you're trying to do now, then you bother me. Then I am going to say something. I'm going to say something right now. I looked at the book. Guess what the book has in it? Explicit details on how to perform oral sex. How to. Explicit details on how to get online on adult apps to meet hookups. Adult apps that you're supposed to have to be 18 to get on to begin with. This shows you how to circumvent that. So 12-year-olds can hook up with grown men. Oh, but it's an excellent book. It's a wonderful book. And if you don't think it's a wonderful book, then you're homophobic, obvious. If you think it's a really bad idea that your 10-year-old is communicating with a 50-year-old homosexual, then you're obviously homophobic. What's wrong with that? According to this young lady, nothing's wrong with that. You've lost your mind. Have you lost your mind? It is not censorship. Can I take my 8-year-old to a strip club? No, I cannot. Why? Am I being censored? Am I being wrongfully refused admission? No! Can my 9-year-old go into a store and buy Hustler magazine? No! That's not censorship. It's common sense. But there is no common sense anymore. There's no common sense. You see, what they try to do, and they do this very often, folks, is they try to hook up two different things that are really not relevant to each other, but they hook them together so that you can't complain. In other words, they say, look, if you're not for this, then you are, in fact, homophobic, transphobic. You must be. Has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. You know when I heard this argument first? About CRT in schools. And this has fooled even some very smart people. Oh, CRT is just teaching about slavery in schools. And it's terrible if you stop teaching about slavery in schools. Name me a school that stopped teaching about slavery. There isn't one. Every school that I know of to this day teaches about slavery in the history classes. It is not the same thing as CRT, which teaches your 9 and 10-year-old you are guilty. You should feel bad because of your skin color. You bear some responsibility. No, they don't. No, they don't. And by the way, there's quite a few people with the same skin color as me lying in cemeteries who helped to free that during the Civil War. So we don't need to be told you need to understand your guilt. You need to deal with your whatever when you're 9. That's nothing to do with teaching slavery, just like they're going to, you know what they're going to say? It's sex education. Teaching this child the proper way to perform fellatio, that's sex education. No, it's not. You know what sex education is? How the sperm fertilizes an egg. The science. The science of sexuality. Not the pleasure part of it. Not the here's what feels good. Not the here's what people do in the privacy of their bedroom. That's not sex education, just like CRT is not teaching about slavery. But if you hook them together, then smart people get fooled and they say, oh, well, if it's only just teaching slavery, I'm for CRT. Well, of course you would be. But go look at some of the CRT stuff they're teaching. You'd say, whoa, wait. Same thing with sex education. Oh, my child's learning sex education. I think that's very healthy. Until a 300-pound drag queen comes in singing songs about how good a female's anatomy tastes and starts grinding their thonged buttocks in your kid's face. That's not sex education. That's perversion. And you should all be in jail. If I went out right now and I went to an adult bookstore and I found some kind of weird fetish nonsense book, went to a park and handed it to a 9-year-old girl, they'd throw me in jail. But you could put it in a library. Would you like to have this book, little Johnny, about how to perform fellatio on a grown man and how to do it properly so it feels good and how you can get on an app and lie about how old you are so you can hook up with them? That's what's in your library. And if you want it out of your library, you're a homophobe. And when little Sally comes home with her math problem that says, 62 African-Americans were stopped yesterday by the police. 2 white people were stopped by the police. What is the ratio of black people to white people? That's CRT. You don't need to come up with that crapola. That's you trying to influence a child's way of thinking, and that is not your job. Your job is to educate them, not indoctrinate them, and I'm tired of it. Tired of smart people falling for it. Wake the hell up. When a group of gay men are running through the streets naked, which, by the way, as far as I know, is illegal. If I walk out of this house naked right now, besides the fact that there would probably be some reports of a Bigfoot sighting, I would be arrested. That's fine. They're celebrating gay pride. And you know how they're celebrating gay pride? By chanting, "We are coming for your children." Don't believe me? It's on videotape. Hundreds of people chanting, "We are coming for your children." Now let me explain something to you. Again, I have nothing against the gay or lesbian community, bisexual community, LGBTQ, RS, LMNOP. I don't care. Do what you want. But if you're serious, if you're a gay man listening to this show, if you're a lesbian listening to this show, you have to denounce this. You can't defend it. You can't say, well, you know, that's just a small portion of us. Well, then speak up. Speak up and say, no, we don't want these people in our midst. No, we don't want these people celebrating gay pride with us. They're giving us a bad name. They're giving us a black eye. We don't want them, but you don't do it, do you? No, we have to be all inclusive. No, you don't. You don't have to include pedophiles. Throw them the hell out. You see somebody chanting that? Get out. That's what you do. If I was a gay man and I was in a gay pride parade, first off, I'd keep my clothes on because I have a little bit of dignity. But if I'm marching to celebrate that we are being more widely accepted now and it's a wonderful thing, fine. And if I see a group of people chanting, "We're coming for your children," I'm going over there and I'm telling them, shut up or get out. Okay, we don't have to have that kind of nonsense here. We're not coming for anybody's children. You're the ones giving us a bad name. Get out, right? No, they didn't do that. They applauded them. And guess what NBC says about this? Well, it was really satire. When they were chanting, "We are coming for your children," what they really meant was, you think we're coming for your children, which is so stupid, so we're going to chant it to be like the boogeyman and say, "Ooh, we're coming for your children, we're coming for your children." Yeah, nice try. Except on that videotape, we have naked men on bicycles literally coming up to children, waving their genitals in their face. Is that satire too? Is that a joke too? Because I'm not laughing. You try it. You go to a public place and wave your genitals in somebody's face. See how quick you're arrested. How come they weren't arrested instantaneously? How come? Because they don't dare. You know why they don't dare? Because then you're going to be labeled homophobic. Oh, the cops are homophobic. They arrested people just trying to celebrate peacefully the wonderfulness of being gay and being accepted in America. How about you all grow up? I don't care who you sleep with. If you're in love with a man, God bless you if you're in love. I don't care if you get married. I don't care if you live happily ever after. Go do what you want to do. But if you're going to tell me the way we're celebrating that is we're all going to get naked and wave our genitals in front of children, then there's something mentally wrong with you, and I do not celebrate that, and I do not condone it. And nobody should. But you do. Otherwise, you'd have threw their asses the hell out of there. Right? We've all had a party, folks, in our lifetime where somebody went a little too far and the people that were partying and having a good time said, okay, you're out. You went a little too far, my friend. You're not welcome here anymore, right? We've all had those parties. No, not the left. No, do what you want, and we'll condone it later. And we'll just say, oh, if you looked at it the other way, yeah, we know they're chanting we're coming for your children. But if you're too stupid to realize what they're really chanting is we're not coming for your children, then you're the problem. You're the idiot. No, we're not. I know exactly what they meant. I see it every day. 8 and 9-year-olds, oh, you can give them puberty blockers until they decide what sex they are. Because, of course, once they decide their sexuality, is it so unreasonable that they can decide who they want to have sex with? That's the next step, folks. That's the dirty little secret they're hiding from you. Once everybody accepts that a 9-year-old can decide if she's a boy or a girl, because they have such a great mindset that they, of course, it could make a life choice right then and there that's going to affect them for the rest of their natural life. At 9, they're going to say, well, if they can make that very life-altering decision, then certainly they should be able to make a decision if they want to engage in some sexual education with an older individual who's just trying to teach them the how things go. No! Don't try to sneak pedophilia in the back door of sex education. We will not allow it. Dream about this until they throw me in the gulag. Because I see where this is going. It's perfectly acceptable. Nobody trashed this woman. This woman literally got on national television and said it's okay for that book to be in a library that's accessible to 8 to 12-year-olds only. And when she was told what was in the book, this is the thing. It's not like she didn't know the book and said, well, I think it's okay to have a book that says this book is gay in a library for 8 to 12-year-olds. No, she was told, take a look at the book. Do you see how it's telling them how to use adult apps to reach potential partners? Do you see how it's giving them explicit instructions on how to do oral sex? You know what she says? So? I'm not for censorship, sorry. Oh, then you are for pedophilia. That's what you're saying then. If you're not for censoring an 8-year-old from getting that type of information, then quite obviously you are pro-pedophilia. Oh, excuse me. We can't call them pedophiles anymore because that's such an ugly word. Let's call them minor attracted people. I got a better idea. Let's call them criminals because that's what you are. Let's call them perverts, because that's what you are. I don't have to sugarcoat anything. I can't rob a bank tomorrow and say, well, I'm sorry, I am an MAP, money-attracted person. I don't know. There's just something about money that really gets me off, and I have to have it in my hand, so I went in and I took it, yeah. I know it's a crime, but you have to understand that that's how I identify. It's something I've always felt in my heart that I needed that money. So I'm sorry, you can't throw me in jail. What are you, against my identification? How dumb is that? Think about that for a minute. I'm a speed-attracted person. I have to run my car at 95 miles an hour or 30. But that's how I identify. You have to accept that. Come on, folks. Can we wake up here and realize what the hell is going on? The left is trying to take over this entire country and turn it into a socialist cabal. Children can have sex with adults where they can tell you what to drive, what to eat, what to wear, how to think, what drugs are going to be ingested into your body, what you're going to do for a living. That's what they want. That's precisely what they want. And they're doing everything possible to make sure that anyone who tries to oppose them is beaten down. Call them names. Make them feel uncomfortable. Isn't that what a very famous congresswoman said? Make them feel uncomfortable. Drive them out of the marketplace. Tell them they're not welcome here. Oh, but that wasn't hate speech. If they're a different political ideology, you get out and you get in their face. You tell them they're not wanted here. Maxine Waters, right? You tell them to leave. Ah. So much for the all-inclusive left. You know, the people who say, well, you're a racist. If you disagreed with anything that Barack Obama ever said, then you certainly are a racist. But you can call Larry Elder the black face of white supremacy when he tries to oust white Gavin Newsom out of office. Oh, then it's okay to defend the white guy. Well, there's a black man saying, look, I'll make a better governor. And you know what they say? He's a white supremacist. An African-American man, Larry Elder, they called him a white supremacist. I'm not making it up. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom is as white as a sheet, and they're all defending him. Yeah, you go. You tell that Larry Elder. He's nothing but a white supremacist. Oh, God almighty. I mean, come on, folks. It doesn't pass the laugh test. You're all being bluffed. Wake up. Now we see that Joe Biden and his administration clearly knew that that submarine, that ill-fated submarine that imploded and cost people their lives, you know when they knew that? 3 days before they announced it. That's right. 3 days before they announced that that submarine was lost, they knew it was lost. And they still kept on the news saying, we hear knocking. There may be hope. You know why they were doing that? Because they knew the Hunter Biden indictment was coming down, and they wanted to change the news cycle, so they waited till it did before they announced it, so all of the CNN, MSNBC people could just dwell on that and not on the Hunter Biden situation. Put those families through that turmoil of thinking my loved one is alive when they clearly knew they were dead. Did any reporters ask that question? Did any reporters say, why did you do that? That's a heinous, horrible thing to do to someone. Why did you do that? Not a question. Not one. Not one. Did you see the interview with Joe Biden recently where they said, and I'm not making this up. That's exactly what the woman said that was interviewing him. Now, your son, he's going through some investigations. Now, we clearly know that you had nothing to do with it in any way, shape, or form, and it doesn't involve you in any way, shape, or form, and you're unaware of everything that ever went on. We clearly know that. That's a given. But how does it affect your presidency? And you know what he says? By making me proud. By making me proud of him. Then the women of The View came on and said, this is a story about a great father who, regardless of what his son does, loves him unconditionally. Wrong. If you love your son unconditionally, you get him help. If you love your son unconditionally, you don't say you peel off 10% for me. You don't charge him $6,000 a month rent on a house, right? That's called using him. Oh, by the way, such a great father, such a kind man to his relatives. How come he doesn't acknowledge his grandchild? Huh? You know what the newspaper reported? President's son settles custody or I guess the monetary amount that he's going to pay in child support, settles child support with ex-stripper. That's what it said. That's what the headline said. President's son settles child support dispute with ex-stripper. How come it didn't say crackhead settles dispute with the mother of his baby? How come it didn't say that? You know why it didn't say that? Because they wanted to make Hunter look like the good guy and her look like a tramp. That's why. Are any of the women's groups protesting saying, wait a minute, Hunter is a crackhead who is literally buying Russian hookers and writing it off as business expenses on his taxes, sleeping with his dead brother's widow, running around naked in front of his 14-year-old niece on video, knocking up a stripper and saying it wasn't his child, and now you're calling her the hoe? Oh, wonderful son of the president finally settles child battle with stripper slash hooker. That's what they're trying to say. See how words matter? I could write it the other way, right? Crackhead. Crackhead loser. Tax cheat. Finally has to pony up for the child that he created with this woman. I could have done that. Press didn't do that, though, did they? No, they did not. They made her look like the harlot. They made her look like the bad guy. Just like they're doing now. You say anything about Hunter or Joe, yeah, but Trump. Well, what did Trump do? He just told you the truth. I said at the beginning of the show. He nailed it, folks. Everything he told you was dead accurate. Everything Joe Biden has told you is a lie. We have proof positive, videotape proof positive, Trump was telling the truth, and Biden is lying. And still, they have the nerve to come out in front of you and say, Bidenomics is working. Working how? Working when eggs used to be $5 a dozen? Okay, they're coming down now. Big deal. Working when everything has went up by 20%? Do you know that if you adjust the wages rose, good for them, but if you adjust the wages from the inflation, you're down a couple of percentage points. In other words, you have less buying power now than you had when you were making less money. So $14 or $13 under the Trump administration got you farther than $18 or $16 in the Biden administration. See, people don't see that. They just say, well, I used to make 14. Now I make 17. Thank you, Joe Biden. Yeah. Now let's find out how much buying power that dollar has, and you'll realize, wait a minute, I was better off with a 14 when Trump was in office. I could buy more stuff. Been to a fast food restaurant lately? Go to McDonald's and order a Happy Meal, $20. By the time you're done. Used to be about 12. Gas way up. Heating prices way up. Electric bills way up. Come on, folks. You're not any better off. But they're still touting Bidenomics is working. Working to do what? Cripple this nation? We've created more jobs, yeah, because everybody has to have a second one. So now the people who actually are interested in working are saying, well, I can make it on this salary. I got to go out and get a second job so I can basically just work my entire life away and not enjoy it at all. While Hunter Biden can just extort people for money, write hookers off on his taxes, fly on Air Force One with his dad to extort more people and do absolutely F all for a living and be a millionaire. But they're not the elitist class. They're for the little guy. You keep telling yourself that. You just keep telling yourself that. It's an outrage. It's an outrage. Now that you have this information, though, that the Trump video has surfaced and he was, in fact, holding New Yorker magazine in his hand, and he was not waving around any unclassified or still classified documents, I want you to watch the news. See how many people who said this is the end of Trump come on and say, man, we were wrong. We should have waited. We rushed to judgment here. We all look like fools. None of them are gonna. They're gonna hope you don't find out. And they're gonna do their damnedest to hope to make sure you don't find out, because they're not gonna broadcast it. See, this is the problem. So many people just grew up thinking, well, you know, I watch CNN, and remember, at one time, folks, CNN was a legitimate news network. I grew up watching CNN and reading my local paper, and that's the information I got, and I believed all of it, and everything turned out fine. Yeah, but it's not that anymore. So now these same people who fell into these habits when they were 17, 18, 19, 20 years old are now 40, 45 years old reading this stuff thinking, well, it's got to be true, and it's not. It's propaganda. They've changed. They're lying to you now. You know who used to do this and was a master at it? Adolf Hitler. No, I'm not comparing them to the Nazis, so let's not go nutso. But I'm saying that's what Adolf Hitler used to do. He'd give a speech and he'd say something that was provably true. The economy is terrible. We're doing this. Yeah, that's provably true. Then he'd say something that was, yeah, it might be true, but he's stretching it a little bit. Then he'd say something that was really just his opinion, and then he'd just lie to you. And the people would say, well, he told the truth about the first thing, so I guess he must be telling the truth about everything else. Wrong. That's how a great liar gets you to believe them. Right? They'll tell you a couple true things first that you know is true or that you believe is true. Then the rest of the stuff you just say, well, I guess I believe him. He's never lied to me. They're lying to you constantly. They're lying to you by omission. See, a real news network would come out today and say, we have a retraction to make. On this show, we stated that these tapes clearly indicated that Donald Trump was talking to a reporter while holding top secret classified documents in his hand, and it turns out that this is not the truth. It turns out he was discussing the documents, but he didn't have them in his hand, nor did he ever have possession of them, nor did they ever leave the White House. So we're sorry for that if we misled you. They're not going to do it. You know what they're saying? Don't say anything. Maybe they'll still think it's true. Why? Because you don't like Donald Trump, so it's okay? Is that okay now? Is that where we came to in this country? If you don't like somebody, it's okay to lie about them? It's okay to throw him in jail. How about if I don't like my next-door neighbor and I say he tried to break into my house? And I want him thrown in jail. And they throw him in jail. Despite the fact that he has evidence he never came near my house. Is that okay? Just because I don't like him? See, this is what you got to understand, folks. All you people who are gleefully rubbing your hands together saying, I hope Donald Trump goes to jail. Pretty soon they're going to come for you. You're going to do something that they don't like. And then they're going to come for you. And you're going to say, but I didn't. And they're going to say, it doesn't matter. We don't like you and the way you've been acting. So you are going to take the fall for this, my friend. And then what? See, a totalitarian government needs the people at first to support them. But once they gain the power and they know they can't lose the power, they don't need you anymore. And then you become expendable. And then they start telling you what to do. And when you start saying you don't like it, that's when things go south. Don't believe me? Bill Maher was one of the biggest liberal supporters there was. The minute he said, listen, I'm sorry, a man can't have a baby, and you can't be teaching eight-year-olds how to perform fellatio in school. Oh, he's a far right-wing nut. Don't invite him to the parties anymore. Don't watch his show anymore. Take him off of YouTube. Cancel your subscription to his Twitter or whatever it is. Why? Because he disagrees with you on one thing? You see, that's the way they work, folks. They'll eventually eat their own. And you think, oh, I'll just be more woke and more woke and more woke. You can never be woken up. Eventually, they will get you. I told you the story. I will tell you again that I was talking with some far, far left. I won't call them friends, but I will call them associates. Several years ago. And I said, you know what this is going to come to? It's going to come to men are just going to claim they're women, and they're going to get into, like, boxing and UFC and everything. It's going to kick the hell out of women. And they're going to say, but I'm a woman. And do you know what my far-left associate said? Oh, come on, Marcus. See, now you're just being silly. That's never going to happen. That would never be allowed. Today, that same person says, I think that's reasonable. I don't see anything wrong with that. Really? Well, you were the same person who's saying I was dreaming and going too far several years ago. And now you're telling me you don't see anything wrong with it. Because you've been brainwashed. You've been brainwashed to accept this. You've been brainwashed to accept that a man who still has all of his male genitalia can strip naked in a locker room filled with female swimmers, make them feel uncomfortable, and if they say something, they're the problem. They're the ones who should feel shame for saying something. He shouldn't feel any shame. They should. Their discomfort, their mental whatever, anguish, that doesn't matter. All that matters is that Leah Thomas is a woman. And whether he has male genitalia or not is irrelevant. And if they see it, it's irrelevant. And if they are so traumatized by it, maybe they need to grow up. No, maybe you need to grow up. That's a man. And he does not belong changing in a woman's dressing room. Where are the women's libbers? That's what I want to know. Where are all these women's libbers saying this is an outrage? It's an absolute outrage. You're destroying all the women's sports records. You're making them feel uncomfortable in the locker rooms. You're basically destroying what it means to even be a woman. Where are the women's libbers? I'll tell you where they are. Nowhere, because they're phony. The only thing a woman's libber wants to do nowadays is say men suck. Men suck. You're not fighting for anything, or you'd be in there saying, hold the phone. You can't have a male athlete come in here and break the powerlifting record by 300 pounds that a woman will never, ever in her lifetime hope to beat. You can't do that. That's not fair to women. Oh, they don't care. Go ahead and do it. Because they're not really women's libbers. They're anti-men. See, there's a difference. There's a difference between a woman's libber who's really fighting for equal rights for a woman, and then there are just anti-men who say, we don't really give a damn about women. We just want to shit on men. Happens all the time. Anyway, let me go to the phones. We have Tom. Now, Tom has a show on Blog Talk as well. That's Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, by the way, called Don't Get Me Started. Tom, any of these subjects you want to talk about, go ahead.
Oh, boy. I got a lot to talk about. I'm just going to make a comparison first off, is that, you know, all these things, how long did they spend on the steroid trial for professional baseball? It was clear that they were cheating, and all of the players or former players that were forced to take the stand were outed, were they not? Why is it not cheating? Why do we have to watch a male player on a volleyball team spike a ball and knock the girl into second grade? Why do I have to watch that? Because it's all inclusive. They're living in a unicorniverse. That's what I call it. Everything is.
Let me ask you a question. If it's so fair that a man can identify as a woman and compete in a woman's sport, how come there's not a line of women who identify as men competing in men's sports?
That's what I don't understand. There won't be. Correct. And it proves positive with what we've seen in recent years with UFC and boxing and all kinds of other things. Leah Thomas or William Thomas, whatever the heck his name is, could not cut the mustard as a dude swimming on his swim team in college. He joins the women's team and beats everybody's records. Well, the men's records are clearly not the same as the women's records.
No, of course not. And again, yeah, you're right. If he was such a good swimmer, why wasn't his times good enough in the men's division? But look, that pales in comparison to this "we're coming for your children" nonsense. That pales in comparison to stocking libraries with books that teaches underage children how to get on adult chat sites and perform fellatio. We can't have this. We cannot have this. And until people wake up and realize what's happening, If you don't believe me, folks, just do yourself a favor. Go on Amazon, order the book. It's called This Book is Gay. This is a book that an 8-year-old child checked out of a library recently, and his parents actually sued the school over. I want you to read it. I can't even tell you some of the stuff that's in it. That's in it, it bothers me as an adult. Because it doesn't just get into normal sexual activities. It gets into extraordinarily perverse and somewhat dangerous sexual activity. And no, I'm not just talking about anal sex. I'm talking about some very sick things. And it's in that book. Why would you want a child to have that in their hand? Because what their plan is to educate, quote unquote, educate these children to the point that they get curious. And then when a child is curious, you know what happens? They experiment with that curiosity. And the next thing they're going to say is, well, you know, it's better to experiment with someone who has experience and understands how to be gentle. I know where they're going with this, folks. They're going to try to normalize pedophilia, and you better stop them because they're well on their way to doing it. You know, the Biden administration said, these are our kids. That's what they said. I didn't make it up. Joe Biden said, these are our kids. When they're in a school, they're our kids. No, they're always your kids. They're your kids that you've entrusted temporarily to the school to educate, not indoctrinate. But they are never not your kids. They are always your kids. Every minute of the day, whether they're with you or they are not. And this administration better understand that, clearly understand that. It's sick. I don't know what more to say, because I do know this. 10 years ago, if that woman got on television and defended that book, she would have no career. In fact, she'd probably be investigated. They'd probably say, listen, she seems awfully friendly and complacent with people who try to teach children sexual acts. Maybe she bears watching, right? No, she's a hero. Wasn't she so brave to get on television to make that statement for the gay community? She didn't make it for the gay community. She made it for pedophiles. There's a difference. See, I fully understand. I know people who are gay, and they're against this. I fully understand that the gay community, for the most part, is not for this pedophilia stuff, and I fully understand that far, 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 far right-wing radicals think all gay people are into children. That's not true. That's not true. But, folks, if all I ever hung out with, proven drug addicts, who were chanting in the streets, make all drugs legal, we love drugs, 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 and I'm there. Eventually, you're going to say, well, I don't know, man, if you're not a drug addict, then certainly you condone it. Because otherwise you'd say, what are you people talking about? I don't want to hang out with you guys saying such stuff, right? Well, then how come the gay community is not saying, no more of this? The next people we see waving their genitals in children's faces or twerking in front of them, the next people we see chanting, we're coming for your children, we're coming for you, and you're out. You're not a member of our community. We do not acknowledge you or your weird tastes, and you go somewhere else because you're not welcome, because you're condoning criminal activity. How about you do that? How about you police your own? And then people will stop thinking that you condone it. But when you look the other way or defend it, then yes, I think that you condone it. What else am I supposed to think? If you knew that a man was molesting his daughter and you're the mother and you do absolutely nothing, you condoned it, right? You maybe didn't molest her. You didn't cause it to happen. You don't agree with it, but you didn't do anything. That's actionable. Oh, but these people, no action's going to be taken here. It's perfectly okay. Because they're going to say, we didn't mean it. We meant the opposite. It's just unbelievable. I mean, you just can't have this. You can't have this. But you know what the number one problem is, according to the Biden administration? White supremacy. Because, yes, there's so many white supremacists. There's so many. There's just a million of them. You know, I know one. Larry Elder, apparently. Yes, that's right. African-American Larry Elder, according to the left. He's a white supremacist, apparently. Did you know that? Come on. They're living in la-la land. You know who they hate? They hate religious people. You know who they hate? They hate our veterans. You know who they hate? They hate you. That's who they hate. And I want to mention one more thing. This involuntary manslaughter charge against the subway rider here in New York that put the chokehold on the guy. Everyone now is saying, well, you know, he's probably going to serve a little time because he should have let go of that chokehold. He should know as a Marine when to let go. He did let go. Do you see the videotape? The guy was still conscious and breathing when he let go. The guy was so loaded up on drugs. Maybe that's what killed him, huh? Let's not blame the drugs, though. Let's blame the guy who neutralized the threat. Let's blame him. Let's live in that world. I just shot myself up with every kind of drug imaginable and threatened a whole subway car full of people with extinction, and the guy who neutralizes the threat is the problem. Because he should have been gentler. He should have let him go. And maybe the guy just reaches into his pants and pulls out a gun and starts shooting, right, when he lets him go. I should have eased up. Neutralize the threat. Isn't that what you're told to do when you're a Marine? Well, he did it. Now he's the bad guy. Now he's the bad guy. The pedophiles aren't bad guys. They're misunderstood. The criminals and money launderers who are in the office, they're not bad guys. They're just misunderstood. The drug addicts, the junkies, they're not bad guys. They're just misunderstood. You know who the bad guys are? The police, our veterans, parents who are concerned about their children. They're the bad guys. Religious people, oh, they're really the bad guys. If you're religious, you can forget it. You're public enemy number one in their eyes. This is disgraceful. It's absolutely disgraceful. They really are coming for your children. And they tried to come a few years ago. They're going to try again. They're going to try with all their might to do everything they can to make sure Donald Trump does not get into office, because they know he's the only one who's going to go scorched earth and reveal the truth. Ron DeSantis is not going to do it. Good guy, good policies, he's not going scorched earth. Neither is anybody else, because they can control them to a certain extent. Trump is not controllable. The only thing we need for the next 4 years is scorched earth to get rid of these vermin, and that's exactly what they are, both Republicans and Democrat vermin. Get rid of them. Send the exterminator in, get rid of the vermin, clean things up, and then if you want to elect a middle-of-the-road Republican, go right ahead. Even though I think Donald Trump is sort of middle of the road. Go ahead. But we need an exterminator now. And that guy's Trump, and they're going to try everything they possibly can to make sure, even if you do vote for him, that he doesn't get into office. Meanwhile, you better watch your kids, because they're after them too.
Marcus Cain, as I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.